When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Emily.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Jax.
And welcome back to our podcast, What They Don't Tell You.
But He Will.
Yes. And today, so excited, we have our most special guest yet, I think.
Yeah,
he's
probably.
Definitely the youngest guest as well. He's definitely the most handsome guest we've ever had.
Shut up.
And he is a little mini us. It's Jackson Norris.
Welcome, Jackson.
Welcome.
It's nice to have you here.
I traveled 20 hours to get here.
Did you?
Traveled 20 hours from upstairs.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for making such an effort. You've actually wanted to come on our podcast for a very long time, haven't you?
Yeah. You should have had all summer to be on it, but you were lying, mate.
It's finally happened. You're here. We were building up to it.
It took you 12 weeks to do it, Dad.
I know, because we had the summer off. And it's so much... Isn't it a lot of equipment? And you've recently had a very special birthday, haven't you?
3 days ago.
Yeah, so how old are you now?
9.
That's right.
What would you say is the best thing about being 9 years old?
Having the best pranks ever.
Yes. And so you've just started year 4, haven't you?
Yeah.
And how's that all going?
Hate school, of course.
Oh.
Hate school.
He's not enjoying school at the moment. Well, what's your favourite thing to do?
Art.
Yeah.
You like art and drawing, don't you?
Yeah, you're quite artistic, aren't you? Okay, I've got a question for you. What's one food, if you could only eat one food forever, what food would you choose?
Blood oranges.
Blood orange.
Oh, yeah, they're so good, aren't they?
Tell the listeners and the viewers what blood orange is.
They're like oranges, but with like this red juice in it, and they're really nice and sour. And
if you haven't tried them... They are the best thing ever, aren't they?
But you can only get them in March. So
yeah, they're like seasonal. You can only have them for like 2 months a year.
Yeah.
And we got them last year, didn't we? We'd never tried them. We'd had the drinks, blood orange, but never actually eaten the fruit. And it was just so sweet, wasn't it? And so, but sour. It was just so good.
I love it.
My mouth's going funny thinking about it. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Some people, they get fruit. Some, this woman, she loves pineapple. And... Her tongue always stings, so she got surgery to make it like not sting anymore.
Oh my god!
I need to get that.
Daddy
what was the
has
surgery?
That.
I get that with strawberries.
He's a bit allergic, I think.
You get that with all vegetables.
Shut up, mate.
I'm not your mate. I'm your father.
You're not my father. You're my stepfather.
We don't say that on here, mate. Everyone thinks I'm your dad.
What they don't tell you, but I will.
Yeah, what they don't tell you, but he will.
Don't you think that you do look a bit like Daddy?
No.
You don't think so?
Barely, but I look a lot like Fraser.
You look like Fraser. But do you think you look a little bit like Mummy?
Not that much.
Not like Mummy and Daddy, just Fraser.
50-50.
Not your face, just your body is a bit like Mummy's.
Ignore him, JJ.
You going to ask me any questions or not?
Sorry. I'm going to ask. Sorry.
Come on.
What's something that always makes you laugh?
I don't know.
I know.
What?
That didn't work.
Or you like to watch old video clips, don't you, of like...
Of you as a baby.
Of you as a baby or Caleb as a baby screaming for his lolly.
What's the coolest thing you've learnt this year?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And the coolest thing I learned to do, Talk to the mic, bud.
Yeah.
Monkey bars are the best.
Yeah, so this year Jackson's learned to do the monkey bars, haven't you? Right, next question, Jackson, Norris. Talk about school. What do you wish school was more like?
Exploded into smithereens.
Small pieces. Good answer.
Okay. If you were head teacher for a day, what would you like to change?
Before you blew it up.
I'd fire all the teachers and all, and then all the kids would rebuild the school and make everything the best.
There you go. Take over. What's something you've learned that you think adults should know too?
Dad remembering the questions in the podcast instead of just looking at an iPad.
Good answer.
What's one rule that we have at home that you think is a little bit unfair?
Fraser always gets to have his friend round without any permission, and I have to have the most permission ever.
Aww.
You're so annoying,
But Fraser is a bit older now, isn't he?
Oh, I don't care.
No, but Jay, if you have friends round, I have to invite them round, don't I?
No, that's a good answer, though. That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Okay.
Because Jay. Fraser's, he's nearly 15 now, isn't he? So sometimes he can text his own friends.
Jackson, what do you think Mum and Dad do all day whilst you're at school?
That?
We do that a little bit.
Mum literally takes Kiki on you know what?
Yes. Oh. Can't say the word.
Can't say the word.
This?
She's right there.
She can spell it as well. We can't even spell it.
Yeah, we can't even spell it anymore.
And clean.
Do podcast episodes with other people.
Yeah, that's right. What's one thing Mummy and Daddy worry about that you think we probably don't need to worry about?
Dad worrying about me getting square eyes and it's not even a thing.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
Oh my God,
they reckon in 2050 that kids will have square eyes. Not kids, you'll be an adult by then.
What is your favourite game to play at home?
Anything that is Jack's.
Oh. He used to brush his teeth, doesn't he?
To replace Yoda.
That's what he looks like, though.
Right, Jay, let's talk about your imagination. If you had a time machine, like in Back to the Future, would you go to the past or the future, and why?
Well, if I went to the past...
Yeah.
It would change the whole course of the future. I would never be born.
Ah, so true.
Well, yeah, if you didn't, yeah.
Because that's like in Back to the Future, he changes things and then it
changes.
Wouldn't
be a bad thing.
You wouldn't even be born too.
If I went back. Depends how far you go back. Because you could have like diverted my mum and dad meeting each other. And what about if you went to the future? What would you do? Do you know what I'd do?
Meet myself. Now, what did I get for my 10th birthday, Bri?
Do you know what I'd do if I went to the future, Jay? I'd check the lottery numbers.
Oh, that's quite a good idea. Speaking of the future, it's hard to say because it doesn't really matter. You don't need to know. When you grow up, what do you think you might like to do?
Stay home.
Stay at home.
Just stay home and chill.
Just watch.
Just get comfy. But you did say to me a job that you might like.
What?
Animation.
How could you? What kind of job could you do as in animation?
I'm 3D.
Be a 3D animator.
Yeah, and work for Glitch Studios.
Work for Glitch Studios. Oh, look, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Imagine if you go on to do that. Jay, if you could make a law in the world or the country that everyone had to follow, what would it be?
If you pushed your nan down the stairs, you had to pop a chalky milk. Pop a chalky milk to rewind your actions.
I don't think that's a law. I think that would just be... And what about a law, like, you're not allowed to...
If you have icebreakers, you better have a giant diarrhea and you're on there for 30 minutes.
I don't think that's a law, that's a fact.
Shut up.
You want to tell them the story, Jay?
No!
What would your dream day look like from start to finish?
Basically, I want to be Phineas and Ferb. Make a roller coaster in our garden.
Like it? Okay, what does it mean to be a good friend?
Well, go to their birthday party even if you're busy.
Aww. Oh, that's nice.
Change your plans, yeah, because you're a good friend.
Yeah. Wait, I know a question you should ask me.
Oh, yeah?
What is your most biggest fear?
Okay, What is your most biggest fear?
Oh, that's a hard one. Corn.
Jackson's got a phobia of corn.
Sweet corn.
I think it's called, like, chimelomophobia.
Wow, yeah, we did look it up, didn't we? We were like, what is that a thing? And it is a thing, isn't it?
Chimelomophobia, I think it's called.
Oh, there you go.
This guy's scared of corn too.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if anyone else has that fear as well. Corn. Can you think of a time where you felt really proud of yourself?
When I finally filled up my acorn jar.
Yeah? So what did you do? Did you just go and collect loads of acorns? Were you doing
it was a proud day for the whole family,
to be honest. Were you doing it for squirrels?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
There's no squirrels anymore because it's winter.
What is it like being part of a YouTube family?
My life has been recorded start to end because I was literally recorded when I was born.
Yes, you were. The minute you came into the world, weren't
you?
Yeah. What was that like? Is it weird?
The Truman Show.
I was famous already.
Yeah,
basically the Truman Show. Mum's like, I took one picture for Mum of her, and she was like, take 20 pictures.
Yeah, that's right. So if I ever get the voice, take a picture of me, I'm like, take 20, because I need like lots of different options. And my camera roll is just, there's so many photos, isn't there?
About 1 million.
Yeah, how many photos do you think I have of you?
Compared to photos of me.
955.25k.
I reckon, yeah. It's a good guess. Yeah.
So we're now going to do some rapid fire questions, yeah?
What does that mean?
So we say them quickly, you answer pretty quickly,
okay.
Yeah?
Okay. That's
so,
easy.
So, you ready? Here goes. Dogs or cats?
I love cats. And I love dogs. Are you kidding?
If you had to choose.
Dogs.
Okay.
Pizza or tacos?
Tacos.
Okay.
Love Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Come on, Geeky.
Would you rather fly or be invisible?
Fly.
Fly, yeah.
That's. I think I would choose that as well. Who would win in a fight, a robot or a dinosaur?
Dinosaur.
Okay.
And then, favourite toy right now? Is that it?
Yeah. That one?
Aww. I love Jax.
I've got a scenario for you, Jackson.
What?
You're in the toilet, you're in the bathroom, and you want to go back and watch the movie. Do you A, run back and watch the movie, or B, flush the chain, wash your hands, and go back and watch the movie.
Run. Run. Run.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah, of course I'll run.
Without doing anything.
Yeah.
You're proud of that, aren't you? Is that your proudest moment?
No, I just pause the movie.
I've got confession time. Have you ever run the tap in the bathroom to make it sound like you've washed your hands?
Be honest.
Jay's never done that.
Never.
Okay. Jay's actually quite into his cleanliness, aren't you? Do you remember in
lockdown? No, you got obsessed at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, in lockdown.
Bro, my hands started cracking.
They were red raw, weren't they? You were washing them so much.
Yeah.
You were constantly.
We were just like one family that would never wash our hands. Dad has like 2 baths a year. Stinks, bro.
No, because I shower. Let's just clarify this. I just don't bath.
No, you never shower. I've never seen you shower.
Sorry, who had a shower last night? Me? Who didn't bath or shower last night?
Me.
Right.
What's something that you like to do with mummy and something you like to do with daddy?
Draw with mama.
Yeah, we love to draw, don't we? And do like crafting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about with daddy? What's something you like to do with daddy?
Other than compare farts.
I was going to say fart.
Play with Kiki.
You like to play with Kiki with dad. Oh, that's nice.
I love that when we do that together.
Maybe fight. Because you like to wrestle.
You like a fight, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we like to.
Would you rather get in a bath full of spiders or have a shower that didn't shower out water, it showered out cockroaches?
Oh. They're both terrible.
I mean,
how long do you have to be in the bath?
30 seconds in each.
Oh. I'm definitely going spiders. Yeah.
Bath of spiders. Okay, I'll set
that
up for
you. I don't care about tarantulas.
No, I think they look pretty okay.
Yeah, if they're not venomous. Mama's a giant fear of cockroaches.
Yeah, I really hate them, don't I? They're just so fast and they don't die.
Boots can beat them.
Oh, I've got a question. What's been your favourite ever holiday?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, you've been on just a few.
Yeah, you're a lucky boy.
I've been on like 50.
Yes. I mean, you've travelled a lot.
Abu Dhabi.
Is it?
Really?
I think that was one of our favourite ones.
So good. We were surprised.
Or Disneyland.
Did you hear that Disney's going to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, I know.
In 2030.
Okay. And then Legoland, I think Disney is coming here too in 2032.
What, to England?
No, we're going to get a, what's it called?
Universal.
Yeah.
And Puy de Fou.
Wait, it's coming to England?
Yeah.
It's coming to England too.
It's exclusive. They probably haven't announced that.
Finally, they'll do English shows.
Yes.
The mime was the best. Now, this is the end of the podcast. We have a new guest, like.
It's called Kiki.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait, should we say goodbye then? Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jackson. You have been an amazing guest. It's weird how you've like transformed into a dog.
Yeah, no, that's actually so weird.
You didn't sound like Jackson, didn't she?
But yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Jay really wanted to come on for his 9th birthday. So if you did enjoy it, give it a like. And thank you so much for listening and for watching. We will see you guys in our next episode. Bye. Bye.